Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Welcome, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie with Eye of Soul Radio. Today is a show that is very near and dear to my heart. And I know that I say that about a lot of our shows, but that's what's awesome about being multifaceted, and especially in this modality of being a psychic medium, being intuitive, being a Reiki master, and having all these other elements that we work with and that we incorporate into our practice through Shades of Spirit. Now, crystals are a big one for me. So as you can see behind me, I have the case and it's tarot cards, oracle cards, and crystals, right? And it's because they give us so much, but sometimes we don't know how much or know why we're drawn to them or why on earth would we wear so many at one time in colors and shapes and sizes, right? But at the end of the day, we still hold on to them. Maybe we've picked crystals out and we have them in a little bag in our pocket, or we carry them around in our bag, whatever it might be. But we're going to get down today about how much they actually can magnify the energy around us, help absorb energy around us, and help work with us on healing modalities within ourselves as well. Now, what's funny is that a lot of us are gravitated towards crystals because of how they look, right? Or sometimes it's the size. I have to say that this one is probably one of my favorites right now, just this beautiful rose quartz sphere. And it really is all about love and that connection. And I want that vibration around right now, especially going into 2020 more and more as time goes on. But I want to give you a little bit of background as to the history of crystals, okay? And in doing so, that's going to give you a little background on how long we have actually been using crystals as the human race. So crystals have been around for thousands upon thousands of years, you guys. They've been used as amulets, and it was amber was at the time. I love amber. I love the richness of it, the vibration of it. And this dates back to about 30,000 years ago. That's a long ass time, if you ask me, don't you think? 30,000 years ago, and they were already using amber, right? And so if we think about it, the Greeks, right? They wore amethyst. Do you know why? It was to prevent drunkenness and hangovers. Yes, folks, drunkenness and hangovers. So cheers to all of you. This is actually, you know, Perrier and some lemon. But for those of you that wake up in the morning, maybe you've had a couple glasses of wine and you're feeling a little woozy or whatever, grab some amethyst. I'm actually not sure how well that works. I've never tried it. But that's what they thought that long ago. Also, ancient Egyptians used these stones for protection and health. Now, I know that all the stones on my right hand are some way or another tied to protection. And then my left hand is more my high vibrational stones for balance, right? So even I am using those every day. Crystallite was used to combat night terrors and purge evil spirits. It's amazing to think about what we were doing in those days with these crystals. And it's a lot of the things that we do now with them. Crystal healing has been used all over the world. It's universal and has been proven to show how certain forms of energy can alter the vibrations of other forms of energy. And I find it fascinating as an energy worker what these crystals can really do for us. The concept is why healing crystals and stones are still being used today. And the concept behind it is to align, to heal, to alter the vibration in our body's cells, chakras, and the subtle bodies within the holistic healer. understanding how the energy of each one of these can actually affect how we look at them, how we want to bring them into our homes, how we want to wear them, how we want to carry them. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to get to know them today, right? We're going to get to know a meaning of a few of them that I have behind me as well. I love going to crystal shops and getting a feeling for those crystals, right? And as we go today, you're going to see some really cool pictures popping up. All these pictures are pictures that I took. These are pictures from workshops. These are pictures from sessions, how we incorporate crystals in our lives. They're crystals in our home. They're crystals that we take with us. They're crystals that we use for paranormal investigating, if you believe it or not. Crystal grid workshops we hold. Crystal identification workshops that we hold. All these type of things. So when you see these pictures come up, that's why I wanted to put them up today, because you can go back and watch this and fast forward me talking and look at all the cool things that we do and offer through Shades of Spirit. Now, some stones, when I go into a shop, I'm there for specific reasons. I know what I want. Now, my co-padre on Shades of Spirit, Spiritwalker Nicole, since she's not with me right now, I'm going to tell you that she goes in and gets crystals because they're pretty. And you guys will hear us joke around about that. But when you actually look at the crystals that she has been drawn to, and then you start seeing the meaning behind them, the vibration they carry, you start to understand where she is at physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that goes for any of you. So if you're one of those Spirit Walker Nicoles where you go in going, these are so pretty, I want you to really take a look at the meaning that's on the box or do some research behind them when you get them home. If you feel the energy with them and it resonates with you, I want you to pick that up and take that with you. If you feel a crystal and it's like, oh no, that's not going to work for me, and you put it down, probably not the time for that one. But please revisit that later, because each one of them has a story behind them as well and how they resonate with us at different times of our lives. So my crystals change daily. You know, how many of you that are watching are out there saying, yep, I can understand that. I will change out my bracelets depending on what I feel like that day. And some of you are religious on exactly which ones you wear, right? So I can understand what's going on with me sometimes. If I'm feeling discombobulated and out of whack, I can go pick out stones or I can pick out my bracelets without looking and be like, that's what I need. I actually just did that with a reading this past week. I said to my spirit team, hey, I need some high vibrational stones. She was starting to get on to our Zoom meeting. So I reached behind me because I keep them behind me and I pulled two out and they were the highest vibrational stones you could find. And I was like, thank you, spirit team. So we can work with our spirit team on picking out crystals for us as well, which I am really excited about, because that's how you start to build the relationship with your spirit team and grow that even more. I can really tune into my intuition as well. And that's what you guys are doing when you are picking out your crystals, is tuning into your intuition. What feels right? What vibration around me do I need right now? For me, it's heat. So sometimes I'll pick up a crystal, say we pick up one of these little ones over here, right? And I might hold it in my hand. I'm going to close my eyes. People in the shop who know what I'm doing are like, oh, cool. And other people are like, what is that weirdo doing over there? And I want to make sure it's the right one for me. I'm not going to grab a handful out of those like ironing buckets that you see like in Julian or in other places. And they're like, you know, 10 for a dollar or whatever. And kids go in and they fill up the bags. I don't recommend doing it that way. I recommend picking out what feels right to you. And that's how you're going to know that that's what you need for that time and place. It's going to amplify the energy within your own soul, within your own vibration, and be able to help work moving forward with that as well. So when we get back from our break today, I have these really cool stones, and I'm going to show each one of you the stones right now. And for those of you tuning in, I want you to pay attention to what they look like. Okay. I'm not going to tell you the name of the stone. That's not important right now. And I want you to think about, what stone are you drawn to out of the six that I hold up? Okay. This is great. We do create the bracelets and jewelry. So the bracelets, every one of them that I'm wearing right now, are created by Spirit Walker Nicole, myself, and LaShawn from Luminous Path with Love. LaShawn actually makes the bracelets for us. She ships them out. So the bracelets that you see popping up on the screen, you can go to our Facebook page and message us at Shades of Spirit LLC. You can also go to our website or just go directly to LaShawn. She has all the inventory. She can talk to you about the crystals and stones as well at Luminous Path with Love on Facebook. So I just want you to be kind of, you know, what kind of calls to you? What do you see? This has got really pretty purple colors in it. I know it's kind of hard with the lighting, but I'm working on it, right? And here's number six. And as we go through the radio show today, I want you guys to just put in the chat boxes, or you can even call in 1-800-930-2819. Let me know which one calls to you. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you what you need to work on inside. If there's anything that needs to be worked on, maybe it needs to be amplified. Maybe it needs to be absorbed. But there's a reason why these six are out. And it's because they have different frequencies, different vibrations. They mean different things to each one of us. And it's like a tarot card or an oracle card reading for connecting with your spirit team. And all you're doing is that you are tapping into what feels right vibrationally. And it might just be like, oh my gosh, I like that one because it's super pretty. Well, that means that you're being drawn to it over the other ones, and there's a reason behind it. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why we're drawn to those crystals and go into more about kind of reading through crystals as well. So you guys go to shadesofspirit.com. You can book readings with us. You can book Reiki sessions with us. You can, you know, see what we're all about. You can go back to past radio shows that we have on Transformation Talk Radio as well. And we are open to, you know, taking you guys in. Just look at the time frame. Spirit Walker Nicole and I work on a different hour sometimes. But yeah, join us over there. And let's see. I had one more thing I wanted for you guys before I went to break. Yes, we're going to talk about these. Any of you know what these are? Woohoo! They're not just pretty tapestries. And how we can incorporate those in our homes. So we're going to take a break, throw them up in the chat. So while we're on break, I can get your names down on a list if you want a crystal reading tonight. And I'll see you after these messages.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. Relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour. And here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words. I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie. You are listening to Eye of Soul Radio tonight, and we are talking about crystals, my affinity with crystals, my love for their vibrational qualities, the physical properties of them, how they can help balance me out. So again, I'm wearing everything, well, not everything at this point, but I'm wearing most of our Shades of Spirit line right now. What's ironic is my right hand is myself and my left hand is Spirit Walker Nicole. Now, for those of you that know us, Spirit Walker Nicole is our resident angel medium. She talks to your spirit guides, your spirit teams. She works on a very high vibration. So LaShawn and Nicole have picked out very high vibrational stones to go with the angel line. And then over here, we have ones that have got black tourmaline, tiger's eye, amethyst, very good on protection and psychic abilities. Then I've got hematite, tourmaline, and tiger's eye. I'm in need of some grounding. I'm in need of a little bit of protection today. I can feel that I'm not quite my strongest, so I definitely want that one on. I also have on, what I love is, it's our chakra bracelet. We have a few of these as well. And they have I have lavender on it. They're lava beads. And so you can put essential oils in there. And so I have lavender in here just for the calming part of it. And then I've got a straight up amethyst chip one as well. Crystals can and do a lot for us, right? So why are we drawn to them? You know, I'm wondering, for you guys, as a kid, have you guys ever had a pet rock or a special leaf? I know it sounds silly, but I guess when you guys start to think about it, or you went to the beach and there was a seashell that you had to have right then and there, right? You were drawn to it. It might have been calling to you. And maybe you kept it for a long time. Maybe you just did that as an adult, right? I know that we're in a quarantine, but we're still going out for walks. Maybe it's something that draws you to it, right? So think about that. If you are drawn even as a child to these objects that are from the earth, why as an adult wouldn't you be drawn to something like crystals, right? And their therapeutic properties. Maybe, you know, other reasons we get into crystals is that you've got a friend and all of a sudden you're like, hey, where'd you get that from? That's pretty cool. And they're like, oh, I got this at this crystal shop. And you're like, oh, I might go check that out. We had a lot of people like that. When we used to be able to see clients in person, they'd be like, oh my gosh, because we'd have all sorts of different crystals laid out and set out for us, right? And so we're like, what one do we need? And they're like, that one. And so our clients will come in and start getting hooked on crystals because of what they've seen and then how we talk about them. You know, maybe you have heard of their healing powers and how, you know, it's not a game. It's not a joke. They really do work. Yes, you have to believe and you have to be open, right? If you just stuck, you know, this one on here, the blue jade for Archangel Michael, each one of the angel bracelets are actually, they coincide with an angel as well. If you stuck this on someone who didn't believe in angels or just, you know, this wasn't their thing. Guess what? They aren't going to feel the effects of those stones. Will they still work with their body chemistry? I believe so, right? But they're not going to feel it or acknowledge it. So, you know, it's up to you on how you want to do that. I give a lot away as gifts as well. And that's okay if they're not totally into crystals. They might love the way it looks and that's all they care about. Well, cool. But I know that from me as a personal level, I created a bracelet or found one that really resonated with me for that person. So I'm giving it to them in a space of love and light. And so it's only going to do good for them. Your intuition's telling you have a higher purpose. That's another reason we're drawn to crystals. So what I want to do is I kind of want to show you in this segment how we can read crystals, right? So we're going to start with Nicole Moreno. She likes the second to last one, this one. Yes. Well, there's no surprise, okay? So with the second to last one, Nicole, I want you to write down, I'm not going to tell you the name of it quite yet, okay? But I want you to write down, I'm writing down the name of it so I can give it to you in a minute. These attributes to this crystal. So for you guys, it is, I'm trying to do in the light in here. It's got some purples. It's got a little bit of white veins in there. It kind of does look black, but it's only because of the lighting. So this is more of just a purple and kind of white veined stone. Okay. And this one for you right now is talking about spiritual direction. It coincides with our psychic abilities. It stimulates the third eye, the crown, and our etheric chakras. Okay, so as a Reiki 2 practitioner now, Nicole has gone through my Reiki class. You are going to be drawn to this one because you continue to open up here. It's our upper chakras. Are you about able to figure out what this is yet? Okay. It enhances cognitive perception. It brings and initiates wisdom, right? Which is what you are gathering right now for your own business. So for those of you that haven't seen it, go back and look at my Eye of Soul show with Nicole 2 weeks ago, where we discussed healthy eating and foods to put in our body and vibrations of food. She's the one that was on for that. It also is about grieving the loss of a loved one. You don't have to have every single meaning behind a crystal to identify with it. So, you know, if you find that you're drawn to this particular one, and I don't get to you tonight, and you are grieving the loss of a loved one, I'm going to give you the name of this one in just a minute. And I want you to do more research on it and carry it with you, or maybe have a bracelet made of it, whatever calls to you, but it is able to help soothe. Okay. It also is going to help ignite your creativity and passion, which you're already building up this business, Nicole. And so it's really cool to have this and to be able to tap in now with your higher ups, as LaShawn calls them, and make that connection with spirit and your team and bring yourself into alignment. That's what we're talking about crystals can do for us, right? It also assimilates new ideas, putting them into action, and brings projects into fruition. Everything positive for your business. This is actually giving me the chills. So this one right here, you guys, is an amethyst. And you know what? That makes a lot of sense, in my opinion, for what you're going through, how you're advancing, how you're progressing, and where you're at, both spiritually and physically, right? That emotion part of it, putting it behind what you do and what you offer to your clients, that's right where you're in alignment with. So I'm going to leave you with that, Nicole. Now, I also have Dizzy. And Dizzy has the fourth one, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. So Dizzy, let us know in the chat real quick. Is this the one you were drawn to? Couldn't take your eyes off of, right? This is the fourth one. Yay. Nicole says she got chills, right? It's about connection. So this one for Dizzy, I'm going to have you just kind of listen to why you are connected with this one right now. This one is about love. It's the same as this one. Okay. So if you were drawn to this one, I'm wondering, were you drawn to this big sphere one as well? Okay. Yep. That's it. She says, cool. So this one is love. It coincides with our heart chakra, right? You can also tap into it on an energetic level of raising your vibration on a spiritual ascension. And I know everyone's hearing everything about we're all ascending, and I agree to an extent, but you are opening up to that ascension process. So it is about connecting on a higher level. We actually have an angel line bracelet in the rose quartz as well, about connecting with that higher power, with that self-love, with the angels based around it as well. This is also talks about a lot of feminine energy, and I need you to rebalance that out, because they're showing that you're not off balance, but just we can bring that feminine energy back into alignment by wearing them or holding them. You can get little ones as well and keep them in your pocket, but allowing yourself to become more in alignment with that feminine energy. And so it's balancing the masculine side. So you are a very strong individual, and it actually makes me want to sit up taller in my seat, because you give off this big energy is what they're showing. And yet I want you to do it with your high heels and your lipstick and your eyelashes on. I want you to embrace both aspects of that. And they're saying, bring that back together, bring that back in. It also, it talks about compassion, and they're talking about self-compassion first and then compassion for others and peace. Like I just feel, they just spelled out turmoil for me with you from time to time. And like the tornadoes are spinning, and they want you to know that the peace is coming. It's on the horizon for you. Got it. And so your spirit team is saying that it's about breathing. It's about meditating with a rose quartz. It's about relaxing into your space and who you are becoming. So it is about that turnover for you. It's also about healing, right? And you're going to have to do some forgiving within yourself first, and then decide if you need to extend that out, and then nourishment and comfort. And I love this stone for those reasons. And I have to be honest with you, it has taken me years to get to the point to be able to work with rose quartz. And you know why, folks? Because of self-love. And that seems kind of sad to say sometimes, but at the end of the day, that's where I was in my own space. Like, it wasn't that I didn't love myself. I just couldn't work with this high vibrational stone. And after I finally became attuned to the Master Reiki level, did I not learn more about myself and going inward and connecting And then I could start working with these stones. Malachite is a great one as well for heart chakras. So that might be something to look into, or solidite. Those are the three main ones that I use for Reiki, for the heart chakra. So maybe if you one day you're more drawn to green or kind of that blue earthy with some gray specks in it, that's the solidite. Go for those as well. But it's about amplifying the energy in that space. I'm not going to lie, you know, myself and other friends have put, you know, stones in our bras as well, whatever floats your boat, but definitely do some more connecting with the rose quartz and some more meditating with the heart chakra dizzy. Definitely tune into that aspect of it. Bring yourself into that awareness. You can find guided meditations on YouTube with the heart chakra. And I need you just to breathe because I start to get kind of choked up and I can feel it in my throat center as well. And it's about releasing for you and kind of just reconnecting as well. And I'm going to leave you with that. You do disaster work. Well, shit, girl. Sorry. This isn't KKNW. So there you go. I want to say drape all of these. Continue listening to the show because I'm actually going to give you guys some other crystals to use within your own body. But you're going to need ones also like these to be able to absorb some of that energy so it doesn't come into your energetic space, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, is about how some of these can actually absorb negative energy or emotions or heightened energy and emotions before it actually can physically get to our body. I mean, wouldn't we all like to have that protective layer and bubble around us to kind of help shield us and just to limit those energy vibrations coming into our space? I know I do. That's why I wear bracelets and I carry stones around with me and I have them throughout the entire house. I know that's why Spirit Walker Nicole has an entire room. Well, she did, of crystals, right? You could walk in there and feel that energetic vibration as well. So when we come back from this break, we'll talk more about those. We are going to have a really cool show on Transformation Talk Radio on Monday morning, our usual show at 8 a.m. It's going to be dream interpretation, guys. But I'm going to tell you, it's not dream interpretation based on what you see out of books that you read or what you can Google. Those are all fine, right? They're all about symbols within our dreams. But dream interpretation through your spirit team. So Spirit Walker Nicole and I are going to connect with your spirit teams. We're going to take call-ins. We're going to take write-ins for you guys. Anybody that's interested in a weird dream that you might have between now and Monday, start writing them down and start flooding us in with calls and write-ins, because we're going to actually talk to your spirit team about what your subconscious is trying to work through, how your spirit team is trying to connect with you on a completely different level when it comes to dream interpretation. That's Monday morning, Transformation Talk Radio at 8 a.m. And I will see you right after this break, you guys.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask. With a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie on Eye of Soul Radio. I just want to thank this Tarot Cards Matthew, who apparently is tuned in this evening, for that gentle reminder that we do not allow anyone to solicit readings from you guys. So if you are following us on our Facebook page and you get hit up by somebody who is not either Spirit Walker Nicole, LaShawn, or myself, and we're not going to solicit readings from you guys anyway, just know that they're trolls, and please delete them and block them from your own page for your own safety. That is just for you and your knowledge. So anyway, getting back to the fun stuff here, crystals, right? So I want to talk about, because I think this could last two segments here. Can crystals tell the story of my emotions? Absolutely. Can children work with crystals safely? Absolutely. Can crystal grids cause harm to others? No, that's ridiculous. Can crystals amplify the energy within plants, right? I've had that question asked. Absolutely. And you know how you can tell? Is, you know those little crystals that look more like gravel that you put in a fish tank? I want you to add some that call to you, that speak to your plant. I know this is really woohoo for you, but add some into the top part. And so if you are into Reiki and you already do this, Reiki your plant, Reiki the water, and then use the crystals as well. And then when you water it, that crystal energy gets infused with the soil and amplifies the energy of your plant. So you can absolutely use them for your plant, right? I have had my kids pick crystals out since toddler age. Obviously not old enough to where they could swallow them. So please know that it's a disclaimer that kids can put them in their mouth and swallow them. They're like marbles. But they loved going into crystal shops or even just going to those big bins like up in Julian, California and the mining towns. They love to mine for crystals and how much fun that is to see what we end up mining for. We still want to take my son for a field trip when all this is over out to a place and do that because you can open up your own geodes. We've even done that in certain places to where you can use the hammer and they help you crack it open. And then you have the beautiful inside of it. Kids can really benefit from using crystals, something we definitely talk about in our crystal workshops. You can see where your child's energy is at through crystals as well. With that being said, I have had teachers that I've worked with in the past, and it came to me in one of my readings with one of them to put crystals in a jar for their students. And it's the big kind of like worry stone ones. And probably five or six different types, and allow your students, if they're having a day or they just can't sit still or fidgety like me, right? I've always got something in my hand. Generally it's a crystal, but you know, this is a little bit big for me to be throwing around right now. But to allow them to pick one out that calls to them, whether it is the color, the size, the shape, or it sparkles. And as a teacher, you understanding the attributes of each one of those crystals will understand where your student is coming from. So yes, I just gave away one of my secrets out there for when we do our mediumship sessions and our coaching sessions and working with clients. But they actually noticed that that started to calm them down. And they could actually tune into the energy of, why did you pick the rose quartz like with Dizzy? Oh, maybe some self-love. Maybe they're not getting enough of that at home. Maybe they're just having some self-esteem issues, depending what grade and age they're on. Obviously, do it in a safe environment. Make sure that that is something cool with your school district as well. So again, little disclaimer there. But we can use them in all sorts of ways. With that being said, if you guys don't notice, I have a helper today and behind the scenes. So earlier I told David, the producer, that I wasn't just talking to myself, which he busted out laughing and he said he assumed that. But then again, this is the odd show. So maybe I wasn't. So I've got Lisa, Dawn, and Annie. What do we have that calls to each one of them? Okay, so for you guys, when you want to have a reading like this, I need you guys to pick out one of these six stones back here behind me. I'm going to show you them real quick. Again, this is number one. Okay, it's kind of hard to see with the light. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I want you to pick the one that calls to you, whether it be the color or the shape of it. I know they're all about the similar shape. There's a reason behind that as well. Here's number three, right? So let Spirit Walker Nicole know which one you are drawn to. She will let me know. Here's number four. This one is a pink one. I know it looks kind of white, but it is pink and white in there. Okay. We've got number five. And yes, we can read people based on the crystals that they pick. This one actually is more purple, deep purple, light purple, and white. And it looks a little bit black. I'm sorry, I don't have great lighting on that side of it. And this one is actually black as well. Very sleek looking one. So you need to let us know which ones you are drawn to. I'm sorry, what? Got it. So just let me know, you can talk, who is here and which ones they are drawn to. The reason why I ask you what you're drawn to is because it's based on the emotional one. Lisa is number three. All right, so Lisa, one, two, three. This one, I love this one as well. And this one is actually one of Spirit Walker Nicole's collections. So if you know anything about her, you're probably gonna know why you picked this particular one. And if we don't get to you today and you actually pick this one, listen up, make some notes, because this one is about being on a higher vibrational level. It is about stimulating our throat chakra, very similar to stone number one as well. Stimulating that throat chakra enhances our communication. Also, it helps with direction and concentration. So Lisa, if you're having any trouble kind of focusing in on one particular task right now, or if you've got multiple things going on and you want to really hone in on, you know, task number three and task number seven this week, then you're going to want to get this particular crystal. This crystal is the Aqua Aura crystal, right? It is a quartz stone. So it's Aqua Aura quartz. It is beautiful in sign. And if you put it in the light, it actually has a rainbow shine to it as well. It helps give us mental clarity, amplify our thoughts, and develop as well what we want to create within us. So this is a great stone that you can help manifest because it's going to bring us up into a higher level. It helps us assess the truth of our own emotions. So those of you that are picking out this one, it's about bringing yourself back into your own truth. What is it you want, Lisa? Where do you want to go? How do you want to manifest it? How do you want to connect? How do you want to concentrate and focus on those and continue manifesting and building them, right? Aqua Aura is used to empower and enhance telepathy as well. So it is a spiritual stone. You can actually hold on to one of these if you're into automatic writing, and it will tap into your spirit team. It'll help raise your vibration to that level and help work with channeling that message and writing it down. So if you're familiar with that, that is something to actually start doing. And I feel like we've already told you automatic writing. So this would be a great stone to do that as well. And it also aids in meditation. So Lisa, bring it back to center, bring ourselves back into that space, allow you to be in that moment. Okay. Allow yourself to kind of reconnect on that psychic level. It is a stone, kind of like a Herkimer, one that is the Herkimer diamond, a higher vibrational stone. It is considered higher than rose quartz. So it's more on that angelic energy as well, which is beautiful. Because if you actually look at the sides of it, that illuminescence is all about like almost like angel wings and that iridescent glow that you would get off of them if you got to see them flying. So clarity, amplifying your intentions, direction, concentration, enhancing communication. That's this particular crystal. And I'm going to leave you with that, Lisa. I love it. All right. So this fun thing right here is a crystal grid. Okay. Ta-da! I have one behind me that Spirit Walker Nicole set up for a workshop a couple weeks ago. She's got angel aura, lapis, amethyst, black tourmaline, and crackle quartz on this one, and then clear quartz to amplify them. Very high power stone to balance out both of our energies, which was fantastic to see. You can get these cloths. We have boards. You can get them at any metaphysical shop, honestly. You can also print some out. We do that for workshops. We give them to kids to play with as well and help create their own crystal grids. You'll see pictures popping up of our crystal grid workshops. We'll offer those again. Unfortunately, right now it's still through Zoom, but you can still get the same out of these workshops at home as if we were in person as well. With that being said, let's do Anne. She's pick number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, right? All right, so you have got the amethyst as well. And for you, what they're talking about is about... Well, Spirit Walker Nicole, she's going to go ahead and figure that out. Anne, if you could go ahead and verify that with her. Leah, number 2. The black one. I love it. Okay. So Annie, you've got the black one, and Leah, you've got number 2. So we're going to get to both of you as well. Annie, the black one, and I'll do more in the next segment as well. The black one is black tourmaline. I did not think, I was like, all right, well, amethyst, but what they had me talk about with the amethyst was protection, psychic protection. That's what started to come out of my mouth. This one makes more sense. This is black tourmaline, you guys. It's one of my faves. It's in my main 2 bracelets that I wear. It's a powerful stone for protection. And actually, when I was typing all of this out and connecting this morning with who would be joining us today, they said, someone is going to need this one. Someone needs this one now. And it's against any type of negative energy, whether it be from a physical being or just one energy that you're creating around yourself. I feel like a heavier weight is being pushed down on you. Girl, I get it. You know, this week has just been a week of all sorts of things being thrown at me, decisions I've had to make, some not so easy, some that I just want to curl up in a ball and not have to make. But they're saying to you, you've got to do it. And the way we can is to have this negative energy absorbed. So Dizzy, if you're still with us, go back and listen to this part. I want you to put this one with your rose quartz, because this one, you guys, absorbs negative energy. It also has psychic protection. So if you have anybody, even if it's within family, that's kind of around, you know, you kind of tiptoe around them and you just don't have the time or the energy, honestly, Annie, to work with that person, put some of these black tourmalines around you. Black obsidian, snowflake obsidian, is also a very good one to absorb that energy before it hits our physical body. Right? And it's not that you have to put these on every time and then connect each time. You can put these bracelets on with the intention of letting them do their job. Okay. And when we can let them do their job, that allows us to be able to, what's the word? Do our own job, right? My spirit team's like, don't make it too complicated. Let these crystals work for you in order for you to raise your vibration and be in a space of love and light. It's also EMF protection. So for those of you that work in a place where you've got your computer, maybe a couple monitors, we just did a sacred space with some homeowners about 2 months ago. I suggested a lot of black tourmaline and shunite. I can never say that one right. Shugnite. Those are great for absorbing EMF energy. So when I was working and I was around, I actually had a power box, if you can believe it or not, or those like circuit breaker things in my office, along with my computers and everything else. I had a whole bunch of black tourmalines and around those spaces to absorb that energy before it got to me. So Annie, they're also saying you're very sensitive to energy. So please, please, please be aware of that. When we can wear them on us, it helps absorb that so it doesn't hit our own energetic field. And they're very good for metaphysical purposes as well. So right now they're saying it's time for you to go into a bubble, create that shield with your spirit team, Annie, and allow yourself to be in a neutral space. Allow yourself to just kind of surrender and be a little more vulnerable and release this energy, and then continue to raise that vibration up by amplifying it with other crystals as well. And I'm going to leave you with that. I will move into Leah right now. I'm just going to skip the next break. You know, why not? We're on a roll. Leah, pick number 2. Number 2 is one of my faves, you guys. You know why? Because it's citrine. So Leah, it's about attraction right now. It's about connection with your solar plexus, okay? It's about your intuition, your power center, speaking from your yourself, right? Not anyone else. It is that gut instinct and trusting that. This particular stone also coincides with wealth, prosperity, and success. So where you're headed is very positive. It imparts joy and wonder and delight. It's that beautiful sunshiny color, raises your self-esteem and self-confidence. So the work that you did last year, Leah, is like, that's like sloughing off almost, like ashes falling. And you're emerging into this yellow, bright, golden light around you. I'd love for you to start doing some meditations to connect with your angels, because they're also showing me that. It promotes motivation and it encourages self-expression. So everything that could be on the route that you're trying to head towards is within the citrine. Do some more research on it. But they want to acknowledge that you have worked hard, girl, very hard to get where you're at. And you are not going to backslide. So allow yourself to be supported by your spirit team with their hands behind you, pushing you forward. And you do not have to look back because you've done that work right now. And allow yourself just to see clearly and allow yourself to stand in that space of empowerment within that solar plexus as well. All right. Whew, I love it. All right. What number does Dawn have? Dawn has two. Look at you, Dawn. You're kind of tied in there with Leah. Okay. Pick up the stone again. So for Dawn, I hear laughing from an older male energy coming through. And he's joking around with you. And he's like, you know what you need to do. And he shows me this stone because it is the ray of the light within your children. And you standing back right now, and I don't know what's going on at home, because he's showing me like you're pulling your hair out. Because your hair is like blonde, right? So it's golden hair. And it's not literal sense. So please don't take it literally here, folks. But like, you're like, oh, okay, one more thing to worry about. And then, you know, you see one kid standing on a counter and you see another one that's got a messy face. And you look at the wall behind you and you're like, who the heck colored on this wall? All of this happening around you. And this is talking about the success comes from within. And he's reminding you of that light that shines outward. And that you will keep that light going. And your porch light is always on for anybody that needs it. And he's reminding you to step back and allow yourself to be in your own space and acknowledge the chaos that happens from time to time and sunshine and laughs and joy. That's what I'm hearing from him. You know who it is. It's interesting he's coming through for you tonight. But I do feel that connection between you and your kids and... He's like, just call me Froggy. You guys know who he is because he's showing me frogs, right? So I don't know what you called him because I don't, but he's just talking about that nickname, but he's like, just throw it out there that this is the light within you. And it's the ray of the rainbow that he wants you to focus on because he goes, at the end of the rainbow was the pot of gold, which brings in the wealth and the prosperity, and you're going to get there. And right now it's all kind of discombobulated and all over the place, but you're going to bring it back into center. And I love that from him. And so that is actually a personal message from spirit, from a loved one to you. And I'm going to leave you with that. Now, what's also really cool that we have done is that not only do we have our bracelet line, but we are working on these cool things that you guys see sitting around here, right? What are these, you ask? We're working on, I know, I just have to tell them because they're so cool. That's why I'm showing them. Crystal grid candles, folks. This is the next step in the evolution of Shades of Spirit. And what better way to kind of promote them than on a show that talks about crystals? And crystal grid candles, you're going to see them. You go to Etsy, go ahead. Pull them up, crystal grid candles. You're going to find ones for protection. You're going to find ones to amplify love in your life. You're going to find ones that you can light to help clear the energy within your home, whatever they might be. The thing that's unique about the ones that we do is that we do ones according to the energy of you. So the way that LaShawn works with her clients for Luminous Path with Love and the bracelets is that she talks to you. And if you want a recommendation on stones to put together for bracelets, that's what she does for you. For us, it's the same concept. But these candles are also infused with Reiki energy. I know LaShawn does the same thing for her bracelets and our line. They're also infused with smell. So we only use the higher quality oils. You can look at doTERRA, Young Living, those type of oils. I love the way that we can balance out those scents. So if you want one that's more lively and your energy is perked up and you're on like a path of prosperity, wealth, and abundance, you might have a candle that's kind of this yellow color with some orange in it, right? You're going to have crystals that match that vibration. And the thing about these is that, you know what? So some of us cannot go all woohoo. So like you come over and we have stuff everywhere, but some of you can't do that. But if you had a beautiful crystal in your candle and you have it sitting in the corner of your home and you can feel that vibration around you, and every so often you get the smell of whatever that oil that we needed to add in there to infuse and raise that energy for you, you're going to know that that's for you. And so somebody's going to walk by and go, oh, cool candle, as opposed to maybe your entire crystal setup that you've got going on, right, on your crystal grid. They might walk in and be like, okay. And if not, I strongly urge you guys to work with crystals in your home, in grids. Why? Because it can help us amplify and can also take energy out of our space. So what I want to talk about before we end the show today is also about what you can use in your home, because I get that a lot, right? What can I use in my home? I'm going to give you four crystals that I use on a regular basis when we go in for house clearings, energy work, that are your basic ones to use. The first one is the amethyst. So for those of you that picked out that really pretty purple crystal, amethyst, again, is a stone of spiritual protection and purification. So if you're using it within your home, it's about purifying your space, cleansing your energy field and the space within your home. So don't forget that your home and land also has energy vibrations to them, right? Okay. So it's also creating a safe space for you psychically. It acts as a barrier against lower level energies. Okay. And unhealthy environments. So that's the amethyst. You can go back and listen to this on Transformation Talk Radio or our website or Shades of Spirit LLC. Then I'm going to suggest the black tourmaline. Okay. Again, this is one of my go-tos, black tourmaline, powerful stone for protection against negative energy of all kinds. See how it starts to pair up with your amethyst. We start layering those together. It also works with the EMF protection, like I talked about. It's a grounding stone. So when we put it within our space, we are bringing our space into a grounding space so that when you walk into a room, you're not feeling all flighty, right? That you can wear them, and I wear them to ground myself in center, and then I balance it out with the higher vibrational stones. And these are good for metaphysical purposes, which is creating that grid around your space. The next one I really like is black obsidian. It's a powerful cleanser of psychic smog, right? So if you're feeling energy in a corner of your home and you're like, it's just not as high, or I just feel like it's dense, or it just feels thick. That's that psychic smog, right? And maybe it could be your spouse's side of the bed. You're like, I'm going to put these over on the windowsill. That's okay. Maybe you put it under the bed. I've done crystal grids under mattresses. So if you're interested in a crystal grid for a space in your home, we also create and do those as well. It's not something we normally advertise, but that is one of our gifts and something that we do. The black obsidian also shields against negativity as well, which is really cool. And then I also add in, of course, the rose quartz. Again, those are the four basic stones. You can look those up online. Those are ones that people use all the time. And you can just put them either in the corners of your home on the ground. If you have pets or kids, I suggest putting them up high. I'll put stones in our windowsills. If you want to protect the entire outside, you can put all four of those stones in each corner of your house outside, bury them underground. So now they're connected with Mother Earth. I always recommend putting in a selenite stone, whatever you're doing, especially if you're not going to be able to clear them, because selenite is a constant clearing stone. And that helps kind of with that energy as well, so that it can constantly be refreshed. Don't forget to clear your stones, whether it be through saging, Palo Santo, whether you put them out under the moonlight, you can charge them in the sunlight. But if you have crystals in your home that you can't move, I don't know how many clients I talk to, they're like, yeah, I haven't cleared those in like a year and a half. Stones hold residual energy just as our energy fields. That's very important to note. So if your kids have stones, make it a process with them. Let's put them out in the moon tonight, right? That's safe. We're not worried about fire and sage and Palo Santo. Or, you know, let's go ahead and put them out in the sunlight today. Make sure you check with your stones and which ones are water soluble and not, because some of them you could put into water and do your release and intentions that way. There's so many ways to work with crystal energy. There's so many ways to amplify your own energy that way. If you are interested or want more information on our bracelets, hit up LaShawn at Luminous Path with Love, and you guys can connect with her, and you've seen them in the pictures going on. If you're interested in a crystal grid personalized candle, you can message us as well. It will be a conversation between us and you to be able to see where your energy is at, what you're looking for. Sometimes we'll put fresh lavender in there or dried lavender or rose petals just to amplify that candle's energy as well. But I'm excited. Aren't you excited? She's nodding her head, that this is the next step of Shades of Spirit in our line that we are creating for you guys and working with you guys. One day when we can have a class, we're actually going to do a class on this where you can come and make them yourself and we'll help guide you in that. Hopefully that'll be by fall. I don't know. Who knows at the rate we're going. But you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I love being able to share different ways that we can actually work as psychic mediums and intuitives and Reiki masters and Reiki energy workers, right? It doesn't all have to just be cut and dry. There's so many different ways that we can work with spirit, we can work with energy, and we can work with you. Check us out at shadesofspirit.com. We cannot wait to work with you guys. And we will see you on Monday morning, 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio for our Shades of Spirit show, Dream Interpretation. Good night, you guys. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.